a TikToker who is also a server is sort of getting called out, is sort of a Karen on the internet for her little bit of a controversial way to deal with people who do not tip at the restaurant.
Ooh.
And I have said that I think that servers should be able to do this for years. I am totally on her side. And I think the only Karens in this story are the people who aren't tipping. But not everybody agrees with that. Listen to how she says you should deal with non-tippers if you are in the service industry.
Walk up to whoever paid in front of everyone. Hey, sir, ma'am, I see you didn't leave a tip. Is there anything I can improve on the service that you feel like you could share with me? 9 times out of 10, they're going to make some excuse. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, I didn't see the receipt. And they're going to give you some kind of tip, couple bucks here and there. Worst case scenario, they just give you a tip to improve your service on so you can make more money in the long run. If the tab was really high, I would explain to your manager the situation and see if maybe they could comp off like a soda or something so at least you made a couple dollars off of it and you don't have to tip out in the negative. Short story is just confront them.
I think that it is perfectly okay for servers to confront somebody who does not leave a tip. I have no problem with that.
Especially the way she's suggesting it. Like, I mean, they teach you that tactic for getting raises, for all kinds of things in your employment journey and other types of jobs, of being able to say, is there anything I could do better? Is there anything I can improve upon? Any reason why I'm not making a higher salary or getting a tip?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like that's not really Karen behavior. But I will say, I did one time go into a restaurant and it was pretty empty. And I overheard two servers talking and one of them very loudly was like, I can't believe that last table didn't leave me a tip. Or maybe they only left her like a very small tip. And I thought that was kind of tacky. Because like I'm there having my meal and it was like, are you trying to make sure that I tip you or give you a big tip? Or
yeah,
like it just felt very uncomfortable.
Leia says she's 100% on that girl's side.
Yes.
I remember one time I was real uncomfortable. I went to a bar by myself to eat some dinner. I got some drinks and there was a lady. She was, I mean, quite a bit older than me. And she sat down next to me and we were talking and drinking and having a good time as you do whenever you go to a bar by yourself. Well, she leaves before me and I see her bill and she stiffed the bartender.
No.
Didn't leave a tip. And then I felt embarrassed because I was like laughing and joking around with this lady the whole time. I actually left like double of a tip.
Aww.
To be like, I'm sorry for my, you know, friend that I just met tonight and I'll never ever see again for the rest of my life. But I felt like I was getting judged then for her not leaving a tip. So I tried to make it right.
Wow.
Kat, who's in the service industry, has a different perspective that she texted us about.
She says, I think it's tacky to confront customers. I definitely understand where this server is coming from, but I've been in the industry for over 20 years. The thing is you can't put a price on everyone. She likes to look at it at the end of the night. She doesn't look at her tips until the end because she wants to make sure it's above 20%. If it's not, then she's like, maybe I need to evaluate my performance. But she says she's averaging around 22% most shifts, and her own personal goals are 25% per shift. Focusing on the individual is not nearly proactive enough, and it's is equivalent to micromanaging, basically. Seems logical, but yields lower results focusing on the trees and not the forest.
That is a really interesting perspective.
Yeah,
I love that.
I feel like she just gave me a motivational speech.
Yeah.
Like I could feel that for every industry. Like any industry that you're in, it's so relatable. It's like it's so easy to get caught up in that one thing that didn't go your way or you didn't get the result that you want. It's like, man, if you get caught up focusing on that one tree instead of the forest, you're probably not going to reach the goals you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. It's like a metaphor for everybody.
I want to run through a wall for Kat. Thank you so much for the text, Kat.